I've put these verses up on the board here. So, you know, we just had 1 Corinthians 2:16.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying that we have the mind of Christ and referring to the Bible.
我们刚刚已经提到，就是在哥林多前书里面二章十六节很重要的一件事情，说我们人类有耶稣的思维的。
And the Bible is the only source of truth in the world.
而只有圣经是可以把真理告诉我们，有生命的真理告诉我们。
Okay, and it's been, we say canonized, which means God has officially made his word of truth into 66 books in the Bible.
而上帝呢，等于是把这，等于是编辑了这66本书。
And there's nowhere outside of the Bible you can go to find God's will or God's plan. You know, all the information is in the Bible and it's only in the Bible.
而是，是上帝将这66本书整合起来之后呢，让所有的真理都在这个里面。你是没有办法在这66本书外再去找到其他的真理。
Now, in the Old Testament, you had the prophets, for example, and you had the priests, and they were giving information. And in the beginning of the church age, you had certain spiritual gifts where people could prophesy, for example.
在旧约还有在这个新约一开始的时候，那时候都还有很多所谓的先知，他在给不同的一些讯息。
But everything now, and we, you know, we say the mind of Christ, so that's the thinking of God, is given to us in the Bible. We don't need to look anywhere else in any other books or any other religion.
那但是到了这个教会时期，就是刚刚讲说圣灵降临以后，那这些所有的智慧就已经被整合在这66本书里了。
Okay, now of course, you know, we have books like this, but the people that write these books, and you know, a lot of pastors write books and things, but all of the information is from the Bible. That's how we can have these, what we call doctrinal booklets.
Okay, 但是当然也有一些牧师，他们研读经书，圣经之后呢，也会写一些作品。那这些作品其实它必须是完全是根据圣经而来。
And one thing that makes us unique as Christians, you know, sometimes Christians, they have different viewpoints about, you know, what the Bible says, and they can disagree. Even very, we say learned, you know, that people that have studied for years and years at seminary, you have these professors, and sometimes they're arguing about what the Bible says.
Yeah, 当然了，我们也常常会听说很多不同的这个圣经学者，他们会互相这个争吵，说，哎，到底上帝是什么意思？到底圣经是什么意思？
But what's important to note is that they're arguing about the Bible. See, they can agree on the fact that the information is in the Bible. That's why they're arguing. What is the Bible saying?
即使他们有一些争论，但是他们都是在争论圣经，所以实际上他们只是在解读上面的一些争论，但他们都是基础，还是以圣经为基础。
And that's something that all Christians should agree on, is that if you're going to find the truth,you have to go to Bible study.
所以所有的基督徒都一定是共同都同意的，就是你如果要找到真正的真理，还是要回到圣经。
And if you're sitting in a Bible class and then the pastor or the teacher of the Bible class starts talking about Buddhist philosophy or starts speaking about what the Quran is teaching, saying this is what we should do as well, then you know that this man is a false teacher.
如果有一个圣经课里面的那个教授，他还去提，在讲圣经的时候还去提到其他佛教啊，其他的宗教的一些论述的话，那这个老师就是有问题的。
Okay, and something I will say at this point, and that's a dogmatic statement, it's sometimes a hard statement to comprehend if you haven't learned this before, but any other religion outside of Christianity is satanically inspired.
如果有任何其他宗教性的这些言论呢，其实他在他说他必须要说这都是撒旦的谎言。
And this can actually be proven because when you look at the beginnings of every major religion in the world, there was some kind of a supernatural angelic appearance.
这个 是已经有被证实的，因为你看很多的其他的一些宗教，他们一开始的时候都会有一些超自然的一些，就是都是基本上都是可能是一个天使的一个出现，在其他的宗教的开始。
Before I became a Christian, I studied about other religions. And whether you study the old Buddhist text or the Hindu text or the Muslim text, there's always these supernatural things happening, and there's angels appearing to men and telling them.
他在变成基督徒之前，他其实也研究很多其他的佛教的啊、印度教的东西。那都可以看得出来，就是任何一个宗在其他的宗教的开始都是某一个天使的到来造成的一些超自然的一些现象。
And we know that these angels that are appearing, they're not on the side of God, because what they're teaching goes against the word of God. It goes against the mind of Christ.
而这些天使他绝对不是站在神的那一边的，为什么？因为他们在讲的都是要对抗上帝的话语，上帝所讲的一些真理。
But these angels, when they are teaching, and the demon angels on Satan's side, the things that they're saying is very attractive to people that are searching for God.
而那种天使们，他们来到这个人间的时候，他们讲了很多事情，其实常常都是非常具有吸引力的，去吸引那些在寻找上帝的人。
Just to give an example, you know, we live in Thailand most of the time. My wife is Thai. 90% of the people would claim to be Buddhist.
就像他们来自泰国，替牧师他夫人是师母是泰国人哈，所以他在那个地方有非常非常多的佛教徒。
And in the Buddhist religion, like, if you try to talk to people about Christianity, you're talking about Jesus Christ. One of the first things they like to say is that all religion teaches us to be good.
所以他们当他们如果跟那些佛教徒在传讲这个讯息的时候，他们佛教徒第一个反应，其实我们大家也都很熟悉，他们都会说：“哦，所有的宗教都是教人要为善。”
And in their mind's eye, what they mean is that for people that want to go to heaven, if you're good, you go to heaven by whatever religion you have. That religion will get you to heaven. That's what most of these people are thinking.
而且这些大家的想法就是，只要你是做一个好人啊，你做好事，你将来就一定会去上天堂。
Now, it's true to an extent that religion can control people to an extent, and most religions teach that you don't steal and you don't murder people and things like that. So in that sense, religion is good for a society.
对，但是就是很多宗教没错，他们都会教人要做好的一个人，做好的事，教你不要欺骗，不要偷窃等等的这些事情。那从这个角度上来说，所有的确很多，所有的大部分的宗教都是对社会是有好处的。
But why we can state quite clearly that religion is evil, and I'm not talking about Christianity, but religion is evil because it says if you're good, you go to heaven, and that's not true.
而但是我们除了基督教之外，我们说为什么说宗教它是有罪恶的，是邪恶的？因为他们说只要你做好人做好事，你就会上天堂。那这件事情基本上是完全是。
Okay. My pastor, R.B. Thiem Jr., he likes to define things very clearly. So when you define words, then you can really see what they mean.
他的牧师哈，就 R.B. Thiem Jr.， 我们平常称他为上校哈，因为他曾经是个军人。他呢是一个圣经学者，所以他有一个非常大的特色，就是他对圣经的每一个经句。都会做非常严谨的分析。
Okay, and this was a definition he gave to the word religion. And you know, most people think religion is good. So he defines it as religion as man, meaning people, seeking the approbation. And approbation means approval, that they can be approved by God, through, and how do they do that? Through man's own works, which means his good works, his good deeds.
所以因为在这个上校他特别讲说什么叫做宗教，他给每一个词都非常明确的一个定义。他的定义是说呢，宗教的定义是人在寻求上帝的认同，经由人自己努力的工作，就是他说宗教就是在教人家去用人怎么去做，可以得到上帝的认同。
Okay, and we use the word approbation, which is a noun. It's a synonym, a similar word to approval. See that they're seeking the approval of God.
所以我们其实宗教大部分的宗教都在寻找我们神对我们的认同。
For example, they're saying, see God, I never killed anybody, and I never hit my wife or my children, I never stole any money, and I'm always helping people in the community.
比如说有人会跟上帝说，上帝啊，我从来都没有杀过任何人，我也没打过我太太，我也没有偷过东西，我还常常帮助别人。
I pay my taxes.
然后我也付好好的付税。
I help the old ladies across the street.
我帮助老人老妇人这个过街。
I'm praying for my president or my prime minister.
为我的这个总统跟行政院长总理哈这个为他们祷告。
I go to church every Sunday.
我每个礼拜天都去教会。
I go to the prayer groups.
我也参加祷告会。
And say, look at me, God, I'm a good person.
啊，上帝啊，你看我是不是一个很好的好人？
Yeah, how can you not let me get into heaven?
你怎么可以不让我上天堂呢？
Okay, and see, this is man, he's seeking the approbation of God, and how is he doing it?
这是人在寻找上帝的认同，而
So how is he trying to get the approval of God?
所以他是在怎么样的去得到上帝的一个确认？
Yeah, it's through his own good works.
就是从他是不是做了很多好事来看。
Okay, and he expects God to, like we say, pat him on the back. Say, oh, good, you're a good man. You've been doing many great things. Come into heaven.
所以他们在祈求的是上帝好好拍拍他的背，说啊，你是个好人，来天堂吧。
Okay, but you know, God's not going to pat him on the back. You probably show him like Isaiah 64:6 and says that your works are like a filthy cloth. Isaiah 64:6.
Okay. 他说其实呢这个上帝不但不会拍拍他的背，还会像这个以赛亚书64:6所说的，他说你等于是向上帝呈上了一块破很脏肮脏的一块抹布。
See, this is what man's works are in the eyes of God. It's just like a filthy, actually to say menstrual rag. It's the Hebrew is the word for the menstrual cloth. It's a disgusting piece of cloth.
他说其实以赛亚书用的那个原来希伯来文写的那个以赛亚书里面写的用的是更糟的一个字啊。他是说你其实是拿了那个女生的经期用的那一块布。
Okay, and Isaiah uses that word because
其实你是拿很脏的东西给呈现给上帝。
Yeah, under the filling of the Holy Spirit, Isaiah uses that word to show to people how disgusting their human works really are.
所以他其实以赛亚书就是在告诉大家说，这种所谓人要做的用想要用自己做的功来得到上帝的认同这件事情是其实是非常非常的肮脏的。
Okay, and actually what's happening, when these people get involved in religion, what it's creating is what we call self-righteous. See, and he's making himself righteous or self-righteous. But it's arrogance, self-righteous arrogance. It's a sin.
为什么他会说宗教是一个非常非常肮脏的事情？是因为其实宗教所创造出来的是我们人想要用自我的对自己觉得的认同的公义所创造出来的一种傲慢。
Now what you have to understand also is that, you know, religion is not Christianity. Christianity is God's work.What God did, for example, Jesus Christ on the cross, what God did for us. It's totally the opposite.
而真正的基督教在教导的，我们说基督在教导的是所有的事情是上帝在做，是上帝的恩典。
See, religion is man's works, but Christianity is God's works.
好，所以呢，一般的宗教是人的作为。而这个基督教是神的作为。
Okay, and Christianity is a relationship with God based on, what begins at the moment you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior.
我们基督徒的一个重点是在于我们跟神的关系，尤其是当我们那一天确认了我们是基督徒，承认了耶稣基督的那一天开始。我们跟上帝的关系。
Okay, and the Bible is very clear that we're saved by faith.
而在圣经上讲的非常明白，我们之所以被救赎，是因为我们的信念。
And not by works.
而不是因为我们的工作。
Okay, so
我们所做的工。
Yeah, you should know those verses already. For example, John 3:16, Ephesians 2:8 and 9.
他说我们一定都已经听过很多次的约翰第三章，约翰福音第三章
16节。You know, most Christians know John 3:16, Ephesians 2:8-9.
Ephesians 2:8-9.
Yeah.
还有以弗所书第二章八九节。
Acts 16:31.
使徒行传16章哦三十一节。
Another guy like Acts 4:12, for example.
Acts 还有使徒行传的第十
four
第四章十二节。
Okay, so that's just some examples. There's a lot of verses which emphasize that you're saved through faith and not through religion, not through works.
就是太多的经句都有在提醒我们，我们之所以得到拯救，是因为上帝的恩典，而不是因为我们的工作，是因为我们的信念，而不是因为我们的工作。
Yeah, okay, but a lot of people, you know, many, many people are deceived by religion because Satan is he's the designer of religion. He does a very good job of it.
而很多很多，可能有九成的世界上的人都因为这些其他的宗教的教育，以为我们是靠工作而得到救赎的。那这是其实是一个欺骗，因为撒旦太懂得如何欺骗。
Satan is the ultimate deceiver. He's the ultimate liar.
因为撒旦就是最厉害、最原始的这个骗子。
He deceived the woman in the garden, and then he deceived Adam's and Eve's son Cain into thinking that religion would save him. So he's been doing this right from the beginning of human history.
你看从人类的历史一开始，撒旦就已经欺骗了夏娃，那也欺骗了夏娃跟亚当的第一个孩子。
You know, so this religion concept has been in humanity right from the beginning.
所以有关这个宗教的这种概念，其实是从人类的历史就一开始就他撒旦就已经创造出一个欺骗，就是说所有事情我们人是可以用工作做到什么来得到。
And that's why also we can give the label or the adjective to religion, that religion is evil because it's not from God, it's from Satan, it's designed to send people to the lake of fire.
对，所以我们其实是可以把宗教就等号跟所谓的罪恶摆在一起。
Now we're in a Bible class. This is a private Bible class, so you know I can say that. You don't want to go telling your neighbors if they're involved in, you know, Buddhism or Islam, whatever. You don't want to tell them that they will not understand and they will hate you for it.
他说我们只有在这个圣经课里面可以这样子讲，千万你别去告诉其他的宗教的人，他们会恨死你。恨死我们基督徒的说法。
Yeah, this is information for the royal family of God. We're in the royal family of God, so yeah, this is like private information.
好，这是我们这个皇家家族，就是耶稣的皇家家族，上帝的皇家家族的人的私密奥秘不能讲的。
Yeah, and when I say royal family, see, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, so he's like the King of the universe, and we are baptized into Jesus Christ. So, you know, we have this royal position. That's, the Bible is very clear about that.
因为我们都知道的，因为耶稣是整个宇宙之王，而我们是被耶稣所洗礼后成为他的这个皇家的一员。
Okay, so, you know, something we need to think about as an application is that, you know, we are princes and princesses in the royal family of God. We're expected to behave like that.
我们一定要常常记得我们是皇家的这个王子跟公主，所以我们必须要活得像个王子跟公主。
Okay, but also it means that, you know, there's certain things, information that you'll hear in a Bible class, which is really just for believers. You don't want to go sharing it with the unbelievers.
有些讯息真的是属于我们信徒才能够互相分享的。有些事情，这些事情可能不适合跟非还没有信的人讲。
Here's just one example that, you know, we can say in a Bible class, religion is evil, and you need to understand that concept.
所以我们在这样的圣经课里面是可以理解，就是说宗教是等于邪恶。
Okay, anything that goes against the plan of God, actually, you know, if there's, we say, teachings against what the Bible teaches, then this is usually it's inspired by Satan. It's some kind of evil designed to confuse people about the plan of God.
就是任何所有的事情被撒旦所设计出来是跟上帝的计划不吻合的，它其实就是一个邪恶的状态。
And just to give another example, in the Bible it says very clearly that marriage is one man and one woman.
就像在圣经里面说，所谓的婚姻是一男一女的结合。
Yeah, God has a reason for that.
上帝是有原因会这样设计的。
It's not just for stability in society and to provide stability in the family for the children, but it's also to reflect the relationship between Jesus Christ and the church.
因为所谓的婚姻的状况不只是在社会里面讲的一个家庭有父母跟儿女的关系的问题而已，因为所谓的婚姻其实也要相对应于教会跟耶稣之间的关系，跟基督的关系。
and Satan with his evil plans, you know, he has a lot of, we say like substitutes, or a lot of different ideas regarding marriage, and he promotes that in society.
那为什么撒旦要去设计那么多其他的这种所谓婚姻的一种替代品，是就是因为他有他的计划，撒旦的计划。
You know, this thing about gay marriage, which has, you know, recently become an issue in Taiwan and other countries, that's not new. This has been going on for thousands of years.
就像所谓的这个同性恋的婚姻这件事情，其实不是一个新的事情，但是几千年前就已经被设计、被创造出来的问题。
Okay. And for example, you know, within religions.The Muslim religion, or you have the Mormons, for example, they say one man can have more than one wife. That's evil.
对啊，所以在宗教里面，你看到很多宗教他去设计另外的婚姻状况，比如说摩门教可以一夫多妻，那个叫回教他们也是一夫多妻，摩门教也是一夫多妻，所以这个基本上都是很邪恶的事情。
Okay, and within the divine institution of marriage, for example, you know, where God said one man and one woman, he gave the authority to the man, the husband, to have authority over the woman.
所以在神圣的家庭观念里面呢，上帝也给了这个先生可以管理，好，这是代表这个家的一个最主要的位置。
But Satan has his movements in society to say, oh no, that's not right, that's not fair.
而是把妻子要放在先生的下面这件事情呢，撒旦也在说这个是不公平的。
And he will say, look, you know, God created everybody equal, so the woman and the man should have equal rights, and the woman can tell the man what to do. It's not just the man telling the woman what to do.
他就在说这个所有的先生跟太太应该要平等的，不应该说只能够先生告诉太太做什么，太太也应该有这个权利去告诉先生应该怎么做。
And in the divine institution of the family, see, God gave the parents, the mother and the father, authority over the children.
而在所谓的神圣的家庭这个概念下，除了夫妻的关系被定义了，还会有父母对孩子的所谓的authority 权柄，对。
And one way that parents exercise their authority, especially over the small children, is through what we call corporal punishment, like using a stick or something to train the children, to discipline them.
就像有些父母亲，他甚至可能会稍微这个会处罚小孩子这些，他的这也是一种权柄。
When I was growing up, and often.The kids at school would talk about how their parents spanked them and really hard made them cry because they'd done something wrong. That was normal.
在他小时候的时候，如果有小，他们同学们都会讲说他爸妈怎么把他们处罚得很凶啊，因为他们做错什么事情。
And we didn't get bitter about it. We didn't hate our parents or so, but you know, we learned our lesson.
他就说，在那个时代是完全是。一个很好的学习状况，他们不会觉得说父母打我们是应该要恨父母的。
Okay, and our parents did that because many of them had backgrounds from the church. They were going to church and they were learning these things.
所以因为在那个时代，大家都是从教会里面在学习这些关系的方式，大家都觉得这种父母亲会处罚孩子并不是一个问题。
I'm from New Zealand. Just a few years ago, they passed a law that said parents can no longer spank their children. It's against the law to do that.
他来自纽西兰，现在纽西兰其实已经有一个法令，是父母亲不能处罚小孩了。
This idea came into the political forum through the liberals. And you know, liberals, they reject truth. They reject the word of God. So they were agents of Satan when they did that.
他说这个事情为什么会变成一个法令，是因为有非常强的自由主义的一些政治家们，他们认为应该要这样子做。然后其实这种他们如果这样去创造这种法令之后，他很明显的就等于是撒旦的代言人。
The Bible teaches you that parents need to spank their children.
他说其实圣经都很清楚地讲说父母亲是可以处罚孩子的。
Okay, and when parents don't spank their children, then the children become arrogant, and then they become very difficult to manage.
因为小孩如果不被处罚，他们可能会变得非常的傲慢，而将来会根本不能管理。
So those are just some examples of how evil comes into society, but Satan is behind it all. Anything that goes against the Bible, he will promote that.
Okay, 撒旦的他的作为就是只要任何事情跟圣经是唱反调的，他就要努力的宣传这件事。
This is the main topic that we're teaching, okay, is the angelic conflict.
而我们这一期要讲的课的主题是天使的征战。
The whole basis of this teaching is to help you understand what we're up against, you know, who our enemies are, and then how we can have victory over those enemies.
而这个课呢，这个主题其实在讲的就是要让我们认清楚我们到底仇敌是谁，而如何去战胜他。
When I say victory over the enemies, you know, we don't defeat Satan. That's the job of God. So we can't do that. But we don't have to be deceived by him. We can act as witnesses.
当我们说战胜，其实我们自己是没有办法跟撒旦对抗的。但是我们至少要理解，我们不要被这个恶魔撒旦所欺骗。
We play a passive role.
其实我们是一个被动的一个角色。
Yeah, we're not out actively trying to fight for an angel.
我们不可能是主动性的去想要去跟这些恶魔们打架。
Okay, I want to say passive, you know, because we're told in scripture, we're given commands by God how to behave. And so passive here means that we're humble and we learn God's commands and we apply them.
为什么我们说我们是被动的？是因为我们是从圣经里面理解到上帝给我们的命令是什么。而我们必须要很谦卑的去遵行上帝给的这个指令的时候呢，所以我们是用这样的方式去对抗撒旦的欺骗。
In 1 Peter, and then we also see it in the book of James, we're told you humble yourself before God, which means be obedient to God, and then God will promote you, God will raise you up.
在彼得前书里面有特别提到，就是说我们必须要在上帝面前非常的谦卑，而上帝就会把我们提升。
To be humble means obedient. That's
而谦卑的真正的意思就是顺服。
But we're told, actually, we're commanded to be humble and like.
其实我们是被命令。好，这是用一个，因为他常常会讲说是什么样的那个词态，是因为在圣经里面，原来希伯来文是会有词性的，是比如说是命令句或者祈使句或什么什么句，是我们被命令要谦卑这件事情，他是以用命令句的方法说你要谦卑。